the census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
We thank God for reading of his word. Right, what's the longest journey you've ever taken?
Australia.
India, Ipswich. California. Hmm. Indonesia. Yeah, South Africa is closer to Antarctica by about 2,000 miles. Yeah. Well, the furthest I've ever gone is Cornwall. The furthest I've gone in the UK is Cornwall. Yay. The furthest I've gone internationally is Indiana. No? Chicago further? Florida's further. Florida, I do apologise, folks. So, life is a journey. And some journeys are longer than others. Some are shorter than others. But life is a lovely journey. Particularly our church, as we're on a journey of our own. We are figuring out what's going to come next in the coming year. Our community is on a journey, trying to figure out what we're doing next year. But every one of us is on a journey, travelling through seasons of change, uncertainty, longing, and hope. This is why the Advent season is so meaningful. The word Advent comes from the Latin Adventus, meaning
coming,
yes. Coming or arrival. It's a time we pause to remember God and he came close to ordinary people. In an ordinary place with extraordinary hope. We read when Caesar Augustus sent the census, Mary and Joseph took a long and exhausting journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, roughly 90 miles. Across difficult terrain, Mary heavily pregnant, feeling uncomfortable on that donkey. And Joseph carrying the weight of responsibility with Mary going, "Are we there yet? Can we stop here?" That could have happened, but we don't know. But their journey speaks into ours. Today we're looking at the hope of the journey. And I've got three points, which will help us try and think it through. So first point is a reminder that God can only fulfill our hopes and dreams. Dream big, work hard, never give up. We hear that so often. It's too easy to give up. It's too easy. Yet, waiting is a part of life. We might have been committed Christians for years. We might be completely new to faith. Or someone just who simply wondered what is happening. Yet every one of us has something we're waiting for. Some of us are waiting for peace of mind. Some are waiting for healing, physical or emotional. Some are waiting for clarity. Some are waiting for purpose. Some wait for connection, forgiveness, and some even wait for hope itself. Playing the waiting game is hard. It has so many questions, and we are waiting for answers. Mary and Joseph just knew waiting was going to be part of life. They've been waiting hundreds and hundreds of years for the long foretold Messiah. Mary waited with the mystery of carrying a child. She could not fully explain what was going to happen. Joseph waited with the burden of navigating a situation he never expected. Yet they wanted answers, but trusted and had hope that God would reveal it. God was quietly working in their waiting. Even though it may not seem clear, he was working in the background. Advent invites us to recognise that waiting is not a wasted thing. It's a learning game. Waiting is often the space where hope begins to grow. Next point, the journey may be difficult. Nazareth to Bethlehem wasn't quick or easy. I can then Google how many days walk. It's roughly about a week. We're probably going to have to double or triple it with Mary and Joseph. The exposure to the elements, pressures of travel. It sounds like a fun scouting weekend, really. Yet, for a young, heavily pregnant Mary, just didn't know what's going to happen. Upon arrival, there was no room, no welcome, no comfort, just more uncertainty. Many of us know what a difficult journey feels like. Back at our Scout Greek camp in September, we went on a night hike, 3 miles in pitch black darkness. And taking about 20 kids to it, it's even more fun. And whilst we were walking, we just had a map and torch. And we had hope we'd get back safely, no injuries. I'm just like, nah, we'll just keep going. Have faith. But it's a reminder that someone tries to hold their life together even when it's hard. Working hard, caring for family, showing up day after day with no appreciation. Yet somehow still finds themselves facing job insecurity, illness, strained relationships, deep loneliness. Despite every effort, hope can feel cold and distant. A favourite bit from a film I love watching, three hours, 4 minutes, no breaks, just a nice cup of tea and snacks, Avengers Endgame. Yes, I've been wondering when I'd use this as a example. And at the beginning of the film, there's a quote by Iron Man. He's just recording his journey through space. And he just says a simple but profound line, part of the journey is the end. Part of the journey is the end. In film, he says it with sadness, knowing he might not make it back alive, even after half of life had vanished. Yet it's true for all of us. We all face endings. We might not know the way it's going to happen. We all face chapters that close, some happy chapters, some sad chapters. We all face moments where things do not turn out how they hoped to be, which is scary. But the Christian story as something we forget. Yes, part of the journey is the end. But with God, the end is never the whole story. Amen. A difficult journey to Bethlehem led not to despair, but birth of hope itself. A closed door led to open heaven. A difficult road led to God's greatest gift. How amazing is that? Final point. Hope appears in unexpected places, and God invites us to share in that journey. Jesus arrived not in a palace, not in the crown in Framlingham, but in a stable, a simple stable. He arrived not in comfort, in nice warm hospital bed, but wrapped in a bit of cloth and put into a manger where the animals ate. He wasn't surrounded by wealth and hot fireplace. He was just surrounded by straw and livestock. Hope appeared in the most unexpected place. And yet God entered the world in a way that everyone could approach him. And this teaches us something vital. God brings hope into ordinary places, which means he can bring hope into our community, our homes and our lives. And this matters for us as a church. Doing its best to follow gospel, it means God delights to work through the people who may feel ordinary, feel that they have nothing to contribute. Guess what? You all have something to contribute. Picture I heard for this slide, it's a picture of a sword leant against some logs and a couple of pallets with a flame next to it. And that reminded me that we have hope. We have hope that God's shining the light for us. He's fighting for us. And he's died to give us hope. In a world we hear so many negative responses. If I'm certain I will get a negative response, I will quietly not ask, but imagine what if they were positive. I myself didn't go inwards if I think someone's going to say something negative. But that's because I'm not allowing God's hope to take control. Let hope take control this morning. This Christmas, over the next 4 weeks, we have a wonderful opportunity to invite friends, neighbours, colleagues, family members, people searching, longing for hope, wanting a place to belong, to encounter Jesus. Let me encourage you, someone in your life is quietly longing for hope. Speak with them. Someone is waiting for that invitation of come to church. Someone is always one conversation, one service, or one Christmas carol away from discovering God's love. Let's be a church this Christmas that says, come with me, come discover hope. It's amazing. So concluding this morning, where is your journey taking you this morning? My journey is taking me towards heaven, H. Obedience to Christ, O. The people I love, P. And eternal life, E. Spelling out hope. Let these the truths I've shared this morning stay with us. Remind us that Advent is for everyone waiting and for something that God can only fulfill. The journey to Bethlehem teaches us that hope often travels along difficult and uncertain roads. But with God, that's the end of one chapter and beginning of a new one. It's day one. And that birth of Jesus shows us God brings hope in unexpected places. If you're looking for Jesus this Christmas in Asda, I'd recommend going somewhere like Prue's Farm. You might find hope there. So wherever you find yourself today, know this, hope is not far away. It may be just around the corner in your current season. Hope has come, but it may not be evident. But it has arrived, trust me. Hope is here, so just keep moving forward because hope will lead you. And hope is still drawing near. Let's carry that hope this Christmas. Amen.